Lux presents Hollywood. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, bring you the Lux Radio Theater, starring Claudia Christian, Dana Delaney, Jess Harnell, Gary Marshall, Joe Mantegna, Judd Nelson, Kevin Pollak, and Mark and Brian in It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life is a drama of a typical American. It might be you, it might be me. He dreams of glory, he lives in hope. He loves and doubts, and only Providence puts a final value on his service to humanity. Our story starts before the war, when life was normal. This is the story of George Bailey, citizen of Bedford Falls, New York. George Bailey, who, more than anything under the sun, wanted to see the world. The wonderful, exciting world that lay somewhere beyond the limits of his hometown. Oddly enough, this story does not begin in Bedford Falls. In fact, it doesn't begin anywhere in this world. It begins in heaven, where the superintendent of angels has just summoned an apprentice angel named Clarence.
I'm really going down to Earth, sir?
Oh, how splendid.
Yes, yes, there's a very discouraged man down there, Clarence, George Bailey. At exactly 10:45 p.m. Earth time, he'll be thinking seriously of ending his life.
Oh, dear, dear, his life.
Yes. Now, I want you to stop him if you can. Now, sit down, sit down. I'll give you Bailey's case history.
Sir, if I could have... should accomplish my mission, may I perhaps get my wings? Mm. You know, I've been waiting over 200 years now. And, well, people are beginning to talk, you know.
Yes, I know. Clarence, what's that book you have there?
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, sir. I was reading it when you sent for me.
A fine book. Well, you do a good job on George Bailey, and we'll see about your wings.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Now, listen. When George Bailey was a boy, two events occurred that you should keep in mind. One was when his younger brother Harry fell through the ice and almost drowned. George saved him.
Mm-hmm. Brother fell through the ice. George saved him.
That's good. Ever since then, George has had a bad ear, all that icy water, and you understand.
Yeah, water, yeah. Bad ear. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The other event came a few months later. George used to work after school in Mr. Gower's drugstore, and one day, Mr. Gower's only son died of influenza. It was a terrible blow, and poor Mr. Gower tried to lose his grief in whiskey.
George! Where have you been, George? Mrs. Blake called twice. What happened to that prescription? You lost it, didn't you?
No, Mr. Gower. Here it is.
You good for nothing? Don't you know that Blake girl's sick?
Mr. Gower, my ear. You're hurting my sore ear.
I'll teach you to loaf, you lazy brat!
Mr. Gower, you don't know what you're doing. You put something bad in those capsules.
Shut up!
I know you feel bad, but look, Mr. Gower, look. This bottle. You use this bottle to make up the capsules. It's poison.
Poison?
Yeah. Don't hurt my sore ear again, Mr. Gower.
Oh, no. No, George... I'm sorry.
Well, I'll never tell, Mr. Gower. I promise. I'll never tell.
Well, Clarence, that was George Bailey as a boy. When he grew up, he wanted to go to college, but there just wasn't any money. So he worked 4 years in the Building and Loan Association.
Building and Loan Association?
I forgot to tell you. George's father and Uncle Billy were in the building and loan business. High ideals and a low bank account. Anyway, George worked for his father and saved enough to see himself through the university. That summer, though, he was going to Europe. Got a job on a cattle boat. Do a little traveling before college.
Boy, oh boy, it's hard to realize it's my last night in the Bailey boarding house.
Yeah, we're sure gonna miss you, George.
I'm gonna miss you too, Pop. Hey, what's the matter? You look tired.
I had another tussle with old man Potter today.
I thought when you put him on the board of directors, he'd ease up.
So did I.
I just can't understand a man like Mr. Potter. He can't begin to spend all his money.
I think Potter owns about everything he wants in Bedford Falls except our small building and loan. I think that's why he hates us so much.
Hey, George, can I borrow your tuxedo studs?
Yeah, help yourself, Harry.
Well, what are they, in your suitcase?
No, I'm not taking a tuxedo on a cattle boat, you know.
Say, where'd you get that suitcase anyway?
Oh, Mr. Gower gave it to me, a going-away present. And one of these days, you're going to see that bag all covered with travel labels. Italy and Baghdad and Samarkand.
Going to have a pretty full summer, hey?
I'm going to have a pretty full life.
Hey, why don't you come to the dance tonight?
What, and be bored to death?
Well, you couldn't want a better death. Lots of pretty girls. Hey, I gotta run.
You know what? I wish we could send Harry to college with you, George.
Well, I thought we'd got that all figured out now, Pop. He'll take over my job at the building and loan and work 4 years like I did. Then he'll go to school.
He's pretty young for that job, George.
Well, no younger than I was.
Yeah, but you know what? You were born older. George, when you get out of college, I don't suppose you'd think about coming back to the building and loan, would you?
Pop, I just couldn't. I couldn't face being cooped up the rest of my life in a shabby little office. I'm sorry, Pop. No, I didn't mean that, but it's just this business of nickels and dimes. I'd go crazy. I want to do something big, something different.
Well, you know, George, in a small way, I think we are doing something important. In that shabby little office, we help people figure out how they can own their own home.
I know, Pop. I just feel like if I didn't get away, I'd bust.
I understand, and you're right. You know what? Get yourself an education and get out of here.
You know, Pop, I think you're a pretty great guy.
Thank you, George. I'm glad to hear you say that. Look, you know what? Why don't you get over to Harry's dance? You'll have a good time.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I will drop in. Yeah, maybe I will at that.
So George Bailey went to the dance. Is that important, Joseph?
Why, it's at the dance he met Mary Hatch.
Oh.
And 3 hours later, he was walking her home. George and Mary were feeling pretty good, Clarence. As a matter of fact, they were feeling wonderful.
Buffalo gal, can't you come out tonight?
Come out tonight.
Come out tonight. Buffalo gal, can't you come out tonight?
And dance by the light of the moon.
Hot dog! Oh, boy, just like an organ.
Beautiful, at least.
You know something? If it wasn't me talking, I'd say you were the prettiest girl in town.
Well, why don't you say it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I will. How old are you, anyway?
18.
18?
Too young or too old?
No. It's just right. It sort of suits you. Hey, look where we are.
Oh, it's the old Granville house.
Yeah, I gotta throw a rock.
Oh, no, George, no. I love that old house.
Don't you know about deserted houses? You make a wish and then throw a rock.
Oh, George, but it was such a lovely old place. I want to live there someday.
In there? I wouldn't live in it as a ghost. Now watch this. Watch this. Here we go. How about that, huh? Pretty good shot, huh? Broke a window, huh?
What'd you wish for, George?
Oh, I don't know. Not just one wish. A whole hatful. Mary, I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world. Italy, Greece, the Parthenon, the Colosseum. And then I'm coming back here and going to go to college and see what they know, and then I'm going to build things. I'm going to build airfields and skyscrapers 100 stories high and bridges a mile long, and then I'm going to... Hey, Mary, what is it you want? What do you want, huh? You want the moon? All you've got to do is just say the word and it's yours.
Okay, the moon, I'll take it. Then what?
Then what? Well, then you could swallow it, and it would dissolve like an aspirin, you know, and the moonbeams would shoot out of your fingers and the ends of your hair, and then you think I'm talking too much?
Yes, you're talking too much! Why don't you kiss her instead of talking her to death?
How's that?
You know what? Youth is wasted on the wrong people.
Hey, wait a minute, mister. Hey, you come back here. I'll show you some kissing if you want to.
George!
Hey, Uncle Billy, look here. I'm going to kiss Mary. Just watch.
George, get in the car quick. Your father's had a stroke.
What?
George, get in the car.
What was that?
George, get in. Hurry.
I'm sorry, Mary. I got to go.